Good morning, Mabel Louise.
Morning.
Hi.
Well, yes, fall is in the air, isn't it? Time to start wearing those nice warm clothes. You know what? Here it is, October, and that is October Connect Partner Pledge. Oh my goodness. The staff loves this month because we get to hear from you. Love those letters. And by the way, I have one in my hand already written to me. It's so special. I mentioned on one of my broadcasts just recently that I would just love to hear from any listeners who started early in the ministry of WWIB. And here's a precious one, and I remember them, and they live up into the Birchwood area. And she writes, I want to thank you. She says, Dear Mabel Louise, I want to thank you for 45 years at WWIB. I started listening in 1973. Wow. And that was during the day. We didn't go into the night, I guess, until later. But anyway, our children grew up hearing WWIB. Focus on the Family was one of my favorite programs. We loved your music. We live in the country, and she tells where she's from. I won't read that. But in the 1980s, you and your hubby, Warren, came to our church between Birchwood and Exlin. We loved your visit. And at that time, WWIB was one of our missionaries. I know they were so faithful to write and send the gift every month. It was wonderful. I still listen to WWIB, but not all of the time. I still like Focus on the Family, Unshackled, and, of course, you. Your voice holds memories for me. God bless you and yours. And then she gives her name. Isn't that precious? Oh, how I'd love to get a lot more of those, knowing that some of the old-timers are still out there listening. And by the way, Connect Day is October 10th. And I hope that this one who wrote to me will call in on that day. That would be such a joy to be able to talk and ask them questions and find out more info about their families. So, and by the way, I trust that by now all of you have received your letter on October Connection Month. And their pictures, old pictures, by the way, of those of us who've been here for a long time, and it gives the year and date when, the year when they came to work. Did give the month, but not the exact date. But anyway, it's our joy to be able to minister to you through the airwaves, and we couldn't do it without you. So hopefully you'll remember that the 10th of October, which will come up so fast, that you'll be sure to call in. And in the meantime, write us, Facebook us, whatever. Communicate with us, okay? And down at the bottom, Carol gives a report of what's come in financially. And it looks like, if my math is correct, that we need to raise $55,000 before the end of the year. So anything you can do would be so wonderful. And so many have been faithful through the years. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And by the way, as usual, every year Carol has inserted a piece of paper so that you're without excuse. So do write us, won't you? We'd be so grateful. And the staff will be reading different phrases from your letters through the month. Well, it's a good day, isn't it, to smile and give somebody a lift. If you've been listening to my broadcast of late, you know that I've been on a series of messages on the subject of heaven. My purpose, of course, was to remind us of our wonderful and blessed hope in the midst of all that's going on in our good old USA. Did you know that there is so much more, so many more verses written in the Bible about heaven than there is about hell? It's amazing. I read one commentary that said that there were over 600 verses about heaven. So as I read scriptures to you today, we can come to the same conclusion as Paul, as Apostle John, and as Ezekiel, for they all three said heaven was so beautiful that it was indescribable. I should have started to say they were unable to even describe it, but anyway, it was more than they could comprehend. And so the important thing that I'd like to remind you today is we each one have a choice. So I've entitled my message, "To Know God is a Personal Choice." Someone has said, life is not made by the dreams that you dream, but by the choices that you make. And that is so right, isn't it? Our lives today are really the sum total of all the choices that we have made up to this point. The Apostle Paul gave similar advice in Philippians, verse 10, chapter 1, when he said, "To approve the things that are excellent." In any situation, we have a lot of choices, don't we? Ranging from bad choices to average choices to choices that are good, and then, of course, to those, excuse me, that are excellent. In my book, the best choice you could ever make would be to repent of your sins and ask the Lord to be your Savior, and then receive in turn the blessed, blessed hope of heaven. Well, if you were to ask the question of all of the privileges you have and have had in the past, what do you consider as the very best? Good question. Let me ask you, would it be your vocation? Would it be the fact that you were raised in a Christian home and that you had wonderful Christian parents and grandparents and wonderful teachers in school and especially in Sunday school? The fact that you have a great church and, of course, a wonderful wife or a husband? So with all of those that I've mentioned, these special blessings, we have to ask ourselves, how in the world could you ever, ever, ever compare those things with knowing the Lord, to have a close relationship with Jesus? Yes, he's the one, and I think the only one, who ever loves us unconditionally. And, of course, he's the one who died for each one of us on that cross. And he bridged the gap to God. What a tragedy not to make that your choice. And remember, if we deny the truth of the Bible, that does not make it less truth. John John 14:6 said, and it was Jesus speaking of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the way. No one comes to the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father but by me. And the scripture also states in another place, thy word is truth. God has outlined what will happen to us if we do not accept him as Lord and Savior. So we can conclude that it's a definite, definite choice. You see, we're not robots on puppets on a string. We're not made or forced to accept Christ. The Lord wants us to accept him because we love him and because we appreciate what he's done for us and in order to go to heaven. Well, the first chapter of Romans gives us kind of a basic knowledge of truth. God walked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, but sin entered and it separated them from God. Chapter 1 of Romans gives us the basis of knowing God. He gives knowledge of himself in four ways. So I'll give you these four ways, something for you to think about, and especially if you're listening to me today, right now, I so want you to think where you're going to spend eternity and listen to how you can obtain knowledge of God himself. Paul spells it all out for us. And the first way, and of course, this time of the year is so beautiful. I don't know about at your house, but my woods is solidly green. Oh, there are little tips of vines that are turn a little bit red, but very few colorful leaves as yet. I guess we're waiting for a hard frost. But anyway, we can certainly gain knowledge of God through the natural creation of the world. Just looking around at nature itself. And we can see through nature his invisible attributes. And there's enough nature for us to see that God created it all. And so Paul tells us in this first chapter, which I wanted to read and will on my next broadcast, because Paul says, if you just look around your world where you live and see the beauties of nature and all that God created, we are actually without excuse. That's what Paul says. If you don't acknowledge God in all of that, you are without excuse. You see, creation shows us God's design. It shows God's gravity. It shows creation and unity and order in the world. It shows beauty, mercy. It shows power. It shows rain. As I was coming to the radio station this morning, I don't know if it was dew or rain, but anyway, it certainly showed to me that the Lord was in charge. And the fruit on my desk when I arrived this morning was an apple from my husband's tree over near the AM radio towers. And when we ate those vegetables from the harvest, I'm sure most people have harvested their vegetable gardens because of the frost. And when we see those vegetables and how they grew in the soil that the God gave us, and animals, oh my goodness. Yesterday, I saw two deer playing in my backyard. They're so beautiful. Insects, changes of seasons. Don't you love Wisconsin because of the changes of season, those of us who live here? Kindness, order, majesty of the stars, the sun, the moon. Everything that God created is in order. And here's what he said. I am God, and I have created it all. So I'm out of time. Tune in to my next broadcast, won't you? And let me visit with you some more on To Know God is a Personal Choice. Been good to be with you. Bye-bye.